So who else is here?
Elizabeth Florescu, yourself, and myself.
Okay. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
That's why we were talking about Elizabeth. So Barry isn't coming. We've got requests from Nicola, Steve Ray, Michael Grinninger, Amanda, and Barry now. Arturo just posted something, obviously. The link. 92 responses.
Hello, this is Arturo Sanchez.
Hi, Arturo. We're just looking at your pie chart.
All right. Okay.
How many has completed? Like 35 or something?
Yeah, unfortunately, I cannot see right away. I don't see a way to do it very quickly, but that kind of gives you an idea of how many have completed.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a smaller percentage compared to the people who have started and not finished. So.
How can the system know whether they've finished or not? If they don't go to the last page, then it's considered not finished?
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe they just abandon the session and the session times out. I can see that one of the summaries have the time they start, the time they end.
Right.
So for the ones that have not been completed, they don't have an ending time.
Oh, I see. Okay, let me don't edit the wiki.
Oh, is anybody else?
Elizabeth Florescu and Fabian Neuhaus. And
all right.
Myself.
Hi.
And myself. Four of us online.
Okay, I'm going to mute myself in the meantime before you start the session, okay?
We are probably starting. I don't think it's
okay.
Long enough. Wait. Let me
okay, do you want to start right now? Because I had a question for Arturo.
Okay, go ahead. Yes.
Wanted to know whether I answered your question during the Thursday meeting to your... I wasn't sure whether I answered your question.
Well, you know, Fabian, first of all, I think that you did a pretty good analysis. I mean, it shows that you're very good at gathering requirements. But this is more a question that I'm struggling with, really, myself, because I see the ontology as an artifact to be used in terms of some software system. For me to imagine ontologies on their own that do not belong to some software system, that's what it is. So it is maybe my lack of experience with respect to that. But then when you offer that there are people who dedicate, you know, a tremendous amount of time to just create ontologies for the sake of creating ontologies, well, yeah, I understand that. I just wonder what's the percentage, you know?
Right.
Like,
you know, hold that thought. I mean, this is actually important because, I mean, it reflects into our analysis on who has responded, whether our surveys are actually skewed, and I want to discuss that. So maybe shall we start the call, and maybe Fabian, would you share the call?
I can do that, yeah?
Yeah, please, go ahead.
Let me just open the right hand and get to the agenda here.
Okay, if everyone would refresh again. Now, I have the roster and then some of the other updates that were posted, including Arturo's.
Okay, then let's start with the post-mortem.
Yeah.
and I think we already almost started with it. Maybe I should start with, I was very happy with the session. I think it went well. I don't know what were your impressions?
Yeah, Peter here. I think it was extremely well done, and the panel was excellent. I think it actually drew up the aspects of sort of different camps, which also is reflected on the study, particularly the real-time Delphi study. I mean, there's a whole group that believes ontology is just engineering or something computer science. I mean, it's sort of subsumed by computer science. And then obviously there's another group that believes ontology is sort of something that encapsulates the philosophy, the cognitive sciences, the engineering, and so on. So I think it came out at your session more than anything else. And I apologize. I still have not finished the post processing of the transcript and the audio. Not because it's particularly difficult. It's just that I had other things that kept me busy. But I will be doing it right after this call. So it should be up before the end of today.
Yeah, I also think that it was a very good session. I personally enjoyed it very much, and I think that's the nature of this community, you know, heterogeneous views on what ontologies are all about, and I think that enriches the discussion. If you see it with ample eyes, I believe, but it also, of course, you always find, you know, areas where people kind want to kind of get ownership of turfs, and that happens in pretty much every discipline. But I think that by opening up to different types of discussions, that enriches the amount of knowledge that we can gather from the community. There was one thing that I was also struggling with at the beginning that had to do with the questions that we already we used to characterize all the tracks. And then when talking about quality, one of the things that we were talking about is how to measure quality, of course. And then I was struggling with the separation between what needs to be delivered as part of education and training and how to measure the quality of that. And if I understood correctly, the rationale that Fabiana and Dr. Schmidt presented is, well, here we are presenting the contents, and then we're probably too early to determine what are those metrics that will determine the levels of quality. But at some point, by reflecting back on the questions that were originally posed for this track, maybe that part needs to be reemphasized. Because I was a little bit a little bit lost at the beginning, because it was kind of similar to the track that was presented by Michael Gruninger and Leo August.
Well, yes, I mean, we were heavily using some results from them, but also from a Mendelssohn track. So here's what we thought our job should be. When you try to establish a course at the university, and that was our main focus, it needs to be accredited. And accreditation agencies usually don't use a full curriculum. You know, they don't tell you how to teach something. But what they want or what they use is basically the content that needs to be taught and the skills that needs to be taught. And they have basically to use that material to evaluate whether the courses that you offer at your university or at your education institution meet the criteria and thus can be said is, you know, is a viable way of teaching the necessary skills for a bachelor or whatever degree in that particular field. And so what we wanted to do was basically create that list, you know, which an accreditation agency could use in order to accreditate programs, educational programs. Now, we need to distinguish that from certification. Certification is for an individual, so you can be certified, you know, a Microsoft Word person or something like that. And I'm not sure whether the whether there's actually community consensus that we want to have something like certification. I think Mark Newson, for example, when we talked about it, was against that. And even if we wanted to, I think I'm not sure whether we are mature enough or the field is mature enough. And definitely, the education is not mature enough. I think what needs first to be done is having an idea of how good education works, and then based on that, we might want to certify, might decide certification later. But that's only my personal opinion.
Hi, this is Leo. I joined late.
Hi, Leo. Yeah, I
have a comment on the problem there. I do think that certification is important to address, simply because in the absence, there will be many, many programs that are going to say that they certify you in various technologies related to this. We've already seen some emerging certification processes by, you know, private organizations that provide training. So I think that we do have to address that. It's a reflection, again, of the academic program, at least partially. But if we ignore that, then we ignore it at our own peril, because there will be emerging de facto standards that may not be appropriate.
But the question is whether we as an institution want to get as a group. I'm not sure what group we are now actually talking about. Want to be in the business of certifying ourselves, like, you know, the Institute for Project Management is, or whatever the official name is. They have, you know, there's one big institution which does project management certification worldwide. Or do we just want to establish criteria that an accreditation agency can be using to accreditate institutions which offer programs? Very different things. Do we care about the individuals, or do we only work on the level of institutions?
Well, I think that one follows from the other. I mean, essentially, you need to address the organization as the basis, right? So accreditation is the more important aspect, because it's you know, certification derives from that. But if we ignore certification and just focus on, you know, academic accreditation, that's really kind of a loophole for, you know, ad hoc certification processes.
Yeah, time out. Can we defer the content discussion maybe to another panel session or symposium? We're supposed to work on organization here. So all in all, I think the session, everyone agrees, was great. And I think the inclusion of Bill Anderson on the panel was excellent.
Yes.
Because, I mean, he is someone who has the hands-on experience and sort of can see most things from, a lot of the situations from end to end.
Okay. Do you want to move on?
Please. Yes.
Okay. Status review of the survey. Next thing on the list.
Right. I was hoping, people probably saw my email, and I was hoping we could get the three champions of the survey forms to post a list of names. because we are about 6 days from the closing, and I have a suspicion that the studies may be inadvertently skewed, but we probably don't know until we look at who has responded. Unfortunately, yeah. Elizabeth?
Yes, I just emailed it to you now.
Mail to the summit organizing list, please.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, please.
I will.
Yeah, don't email to me. Yeah, because that list is password protected, so it's still within the group. Since we can't discuss it on the call today, we might as well put it on the list and then discuss it there. In particular, I don't know about Arturo's, and I don't know whether anything could skew that one, as it's mainly a collection of inputs. But on the real-time Delphi study in particular, we are seeking expert opinion. So if all the quote-unquote experts are, for example, enterprise architects, then we may be in trouble because we don't have a good representation on let's say the real ontologists and so on. That's exactly where I come from. We can't discuss it because we don't have the list now, but when the list goes online on the survey form, I hope at least we could use that mail thread to discuss it. But so far,
Peter,
yes.
If I may interject to mention two things. The first one is a question. So do you want us to extract the names of the respondents and then do what with that?
Yeah, and whatever is indicative for the second and the third survey, names probably already tells a good story. But for your survey, maybe not, I don't know. Whatever you can extract, and I mean, maybe the name of the program, maybe the name of the university is more sort of revealing than the name of the person. I don't know.
In our case, since we are exactly doing that, we are trying to collect as much information as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the concept of bias being an issue.
Right. You're not yours, but yours may be still. I mean, for example, if you list everyone and we don't see Buffalo on there, then we can ping. Yeah. Right. Then we can say, hey, Barry and Fabian, go respond. Or something like that. Or if I mean everyone was talking about SemSphere, if we don't see SemSphere there, maybe we can still get someone to get someone from SemSphere to respond. Because I mean there are a few fairly sort of anchor pieces that if they don't show up on the survey, we are not doing a good survey, period.
Well, but you know, there is a difference also between the quality of the survey and the willingness of people to participate in it.
And also the way we push it.
Yeah, well.
Right, I mean, if we are all passive, I mean, then we get all passive results.
Yeah.
So I still hope within the next 6 days, we can still do something. I mean, at least after sort of Steve Ray made this last plea, I think at least all the Survey 2 and RT Delphi went up 50% at least in terms of number of respondents.
Anthony Galton in the call right now. Is Anthony here?
I don't think so. No.
Yeah, I've been also pretty busy, and then I said last week a snapshot of the survey, and then I was hoping that he was going to find a little bit of time to kind of browse the actual contents. I'm going to try to take a look at it today at some point, and if I see any red flags or whatever, then should the organizing committee an email.
Yeah. I mean, if you can post a list, then we can see. I mean, because some of us, I mean, at least know where some of the programs are, and if those people have not responded, then I mean, most of the major programs will. I mean, the people who are stewards of those programs have sort of personal relationship with someone on the organizing committee. I'll be very surprised if we don't.
Based off respondents' names, be good enough for what you're attempting to...
Yeah, that was what I was asking. Either names or email address or name of university or name of institution. I mean, I think those all will be good enough.
I can capture that pretty easily because
just capture something easy.
Yeah, okay. I'll do that.
If you send emails, it should be in already.
Oh, fantastic.
The one I... Please take a look and tell me if that's fine. And I hope I sent it back to the organizing committee and not the whole summit.
I hope you do send it to the organizing committee and not the whole summit. Let me go look. RTD. Ontology. Yes. Great. Fantastic. Yep.
Right.
23. Right. Fantastic.
I was kind of nervous about that.
Yes. Yeah, well, you don't want to send this to the whole list because that is a public list as well. It's not even password protected. But you did fine. You did great.
Okay. Are we done?
Yes. We're done on this item. Yes, please.
Rooster, organizing committee, advisory committee, co-sponsors. Unfortunately, Steve and Barry are both not on the call. Peter, do you have new information?
I think as far as the advisory committee, we are sort of closing in on everyone. Steve had sent out another prompt to all those who have not responded, and maybe five or six more people responded and accepted, and maybe three or four more responded and declined. So we are pretty much okay on that one. On the co-sponsors, we have not actually even made a request on email, which is something Barry or Steve should be doing, but that's still outstanding. Although we had requested people to volunteer co-sponsorship on the survey number two at the back, towards the end of survey number two, and I believe we collected about 7 or 8. Those, in addition to, I mean, when Steve is ready, he or Barry, they could definitely sort of ask everyone who was there last year to just opt out and tell them, I mean, we're retaining all of you on the roster unless you opt out, and that way we'll get like 20 names right away, plus the maybe 6 or 7 or 8, maybe some overlap that we collect this year. It will still be a good list, but we need to do it. Yeah.
Since neither of them are here, shall we just postpone it for next week when hopefully both of them are calling us?
Right. Sure. Cool.
Okay. So the face-to-face logistics and planning. Logistics, let's break that up. Is there something on the logistics side which needs to be addressed?
I was hoping one of the NIST people would be on this call. If not, there's not much one can do. I have already developed the, if you look at the last two links at this block, says it's the symposium link and the workshop registration link. So I've developed the draft pages. Of course, Steve and Barry have developed the draft agenda as well, which we partly discussed last week. So all I'm waiting on this responses in terms of, I mean, they need to give me a website whereby people would actually register with, I mean, especially like foreign people with their passport numbers and so on. I mean, that I don't want to handle those. This need to. And then also a contact. That's
you suggested
that. Right, you're NIST. So I should talk to you.
Well, I'm not. I mean, I have an office at NIST, but I'm on the grant by NIST.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's not more than Barry's right now NSF way, or some other place he gets grants for. So I don't have any institutional authority at all. What I can do, of course, is to whoever has the authority and ask them to do something. But so far, Steve was handling that completely without involving me, and I'm not sure whether he wants to keep it this way. Maybe he thinks it's easier to do that and to handle them directly. I'm not sure. So I remember that you suggested a meeting between you, Steve, and Simon and Mark.
Right? We actually used to have one, you know, on previous summits where we would do like once every month, and then when it gets closer, once every 2 weeks, and when it gets real close, we'll do it like weekly, like this one. But this year we did the monthly for a couple of times, and then it sort of stopped. Partly because we are so familiar with the drill that there's not really that much to add to the calls, and partly because maybe they're busy. I don't know. So we haven't met since like 4 or 5 months ago. We need to resume. We definitely need to resume that call. So maybe I'll just make a note on the meeting minutes. What I really need real fast is their registration website to go up, and of course the link that I can paste onto my page. I need the contact person name, phone number, email addresses, and then on the venue logistics. This we had discussed some. We need like 2 screens, 2 projectors. I need of course we will have Wi-Fi support, but we need at least 2 computers, hopefully a few, maybe 4 or 5, with landline support. And unlike last year, the landline was available but still behind NIST firewall. I need at least 2 lines that are on your demilitarized zone.
Okay. Well.
Otherwise, we cannot support. Yeah. Otherwise, we cannot support some of the features. Yeah. Because
I'm just getting our security, IT security people. To hear that is going to be a challenge, but luckily not mine.
Well, you used to work, and then you guys tightened up the security, and actually last year was the first year it didn't work.
Yeah.
And it was too late for us to find out.
Well, your tax dollar paying for some group of people who have nothing else to do but being paranoid about things that go wrong. here's what I suggest. I will go to Mark and ask him. But probably, I'm not sure. Will you be direct in contact with him?
Not me. I mean, unless Mark makes it sets up a conference call, then I'll join the call. Because our agreement was. I will set up the organizing committee call, and Mark will set up the NIST logistics calls. So he is supposed to chair that, at least organize that. So okay.
I think to Mark and ask him and tell him that there's a long list of things he would like to talk about.
A short list. No, don't scare him. The short list of things.
Okay, a short list of things. getting the security people agree to the open line there is going to take time. So it's good to do it soon. And I will ask them to schedule
me.
Yeah?
Yes. Right.
And with you and probably Steve and Simon, I guess.
Yep.
Good.
I just said if you refresh, I'll add Fabian will help prompt Mark to call the logistics meeting. Okay?
Yeah. So this is discovered that's mostly part about the logistics, now about the planning of the event itself. I wrote an email last week where I said,
right, you did, yeah.
To establish some rules about suggested that we don't just have a block of time allocated to the large topics, but rather make people write in with specific issues they want to discuss, so that we will know in advance what issues need to be addressed on the various under the various tracks, and that we can plan time for the most important parts or most important topics. Hello?
Yes, I hear that. Do you know if Steve and Barry made any change to the draft agenda after your post?
They didn't react to my email, as far as I can tell.
Right, so I guess I'll just make a note here, still awaiting Steve and Barry to respond to Fabian's suggestions. Yeah, I also have a suggestion. There were just two items, two 20-minute items, one called Amanda and or Elizabeth, and one called I guess Arturo. And that is supposed to cover, I guess, all the survey work and synthesis of the surveys and discussion so far. So I don't know if that is adequate, or I think we are collecting some fairly interesting information, and it just needs to be broken down a little bit more.
So, should we make that three different?
I think we should make that three different slots, at least. Three or four, I don't know. Yeah.
And right, it's not, no, it's true, and I think the Delphi is hopefully going to be, if I don't understand, it's completely wrong. It should cover very different questions.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I would think they should be treated differently.
I have a question. So if I am understanding correctly, what Peter's vision is that there will be small time allocated to Anthony Garten and I to give a presentation on our the collection of data that we gathered, and also our comments on it.
I don't know about more time, because I mean that actually will come up further down the list, is that we have a March 5th community session, which again is like a regular session that we will record. If we,
I guess for my own sake, I need to know if our group is in charge of giving any presentations at the face to face.
Oh yes, definitely. Yes, my point is, if we dedicate a lot of the March 5th session to presenting findings of the surveys and the synthesis of that, then we would only need to do a summary of it at the symposium. If we don't dedicate a lot of March 5th to that, then I think more time should be allotted at the symposium, at the face-to-face.
Well, there's only one thing that, that's why I wanted to check with Anthony if he was around. The likelihood of I being able to go in person is really, really low. Really, really slow. I'm sorry, low. just because I don't think I'm going to be able to find financial support to go. Of course, I can make a presentation remotely, but if Anthony was going to go in person, that would have been great.
Okay, and he's even further from Gaithersburg than you are. Maybe not, I don't know.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah, I mean, but I'm not going to try, no. Oh, maybe from the perspective of the budget, it's pretty much the same. So, anyway, so I already pushed an Excel file with only two columns. The first column is the name of the person, and the second column is the email of the person I submitted. So the question from the pie chart is now answered precisely. There are only 33 respondents at this point.
33.
Have finished. But I don't know. It looks like that's a small number. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I think if they are all very representative, 33 is a lot.
But
I don't know. I mean, that's why the names would tell us whether they are representative. If we got all the 33 top places that are offering serious ontology education, I think we're doing great.
So would you be able to kind of browse that and tell me which ones are kind of...
I'm hoping that the entire organizing committee will. Yeah, after I get all three lists, I would try to maybe make a covering request. And now that we have all three lists, I mean, and I asked the organizing committee to do a few things. How about that?
That's good. Let's just keep talking then.
Yeah.
So where are we right now, Fabian?
I'm lost on some other wiki.
Okay, if you refresh again, let me tell you where to go. If you refresh again, go to... Where are we?
The wiki page something...
Oops. No, it's not down.
Okay, I don't find anything here. So one thing I want to talk about is the editor.
Yes.
I'm not looking at the agenda yet, but because my session is rolling. Okay, so the editor, Barry called me. I don't know whether, did either Steve or Barry talk to you about that?
Yes, I saw an exchange on email. Barry was not at our meeting. So Barry said Fabian agreed to be co-lead editor with him, and then we need to find to agree to sort of you two being joint lead editors. And then Barry said we need to find more co-editors without realizing that actually at the last discussion, we already agreed that all the track champions will be co-editors, and we were looking for the lead editor. And then Steve went back and say, do we take it that then Barry and Fabian will be the lead editors, and then all the track champions will be co-editors? And Barry hasn't answered that one, at least not to me, not with me on the copy list. So he might have answered Steve.
Yeah,
but either way, we just need that clarified.
I think that should make, that's the way it should work.
Right, right. And then I think that would be great. I mean, if it's you and Barry as lead editors, and then the rest of the track champions to be co-editors. I mean, that would look great.
Well, I still think it should have been Steve and Barry, but I guess Steve didn't want to.
Yeah, Steve doesn't want to. Yeah, I think one is he doesn't have time, and two, he doesn't believe he's an educator. So he said he will defer. So shall we, since we need one of them to properly announce this, so let's defer that to next week so that we can officially announce it.
Okay, good. I'm still having problems with our website. I'm not sure why.
Okay, I'll prompt you. There's only one more item about March 5th. The original plan. I mean, there are actually two more sessions, virtual sessions before the face-to-face. And actually just one content session, because the other one would be like 3 days before the face-to-face, and usually that one would be devoted to people asking how to get there, what time to get onto the check-in and so on and so forth. I mean, a lot of logistics things and maybe very little on content. But we have a sort of serious session on March 5th, and if we use that well, that would prepare us tremendously. Or if we don't use that session well, then we will be a mess at the face-to-face, and then we'll have to wordsmith the, or at least write up the communique from scratch or something.
Well, why do you think, I mean, we are not going to use the March 5th session to write the communique.
I think if we have all the track champions have some block of prose ready by the March 5th, we could actually discuss how to organize it. Or if someone can, or you and Barry can take the lead and give us a table of content for the communique, and task the track champions to fill each of the sections in, we could actually get quite far along.
I don't think that I will have the time, because I'm traveling and I will just return on I think March 2nd or March 3rd. So getting writing the draft version of the communique then, until then, which is basically what this would boil down to, I'm not sure. I don't think I will be able to do that, and I doubt, since Barry is also traveling.
But could you and Barry sort of draft up a table of content? At least we know how the whole thing is going to be organized and start sort of doing out the pieces to the track champions.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, that shouldn't be too hard.
Right, right. Yeah, that at least then we can be working on things while you travel.
Okay. By the way, the length of the community have varied over time. I mean, from each year to year, was always more in favor of shorter communiques than longer ones. I don't know whether, what is your opinion?
I think it will be your call. I mean, you are the lead editor, so it's your call. Steve had always wanted it to be 2 pages. It never happened. But I agree. I mean, and also there are also different thoughts towards what the communique is supposed to be. If you ask Steve, Steve will say that this is something this community wants to tell the world. So write it in something that the world can understand. And others would think that this is sort of our yearly authored document that sort of states this year's big thoughts. And so I guess it's totally your call and Barry's. But up to now, I think every year the communique came out great. So we only need to appoint good editors, and I think we'll get a good communique.
The communique, we are only lead editors, and there's a lot of co-editors, so it's not something Barry and I should decide just by our own. So the question...
But you could design and say, I mean, this is your section, give me 100 words, or give me 500 words, or give me 2,000 words.
Yeah, well, I will do that, but I think we need to have a consensus what we want to do with the communique this year. I mean, otherwise, if it's up to Barry and me, that's a lot of authority giving to two people on a communique.
No, but at least, I mean, you can get to tell us, and then we can object, and we can discuss, at least. You get to make the first call.
Good.
If I may offer a suggestion, I think that the drivers of the communique are the things that we have already established about what are the goals of the summit, what are the different tracks that we have, what are the different questions that we have. So that those should be the drivers of the communique. So what Barry and Fabian have to decide is on the style of communicating the results of the summit, essentially.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So here's my suggestion. We will. That is not going to be 2 pages, unfortunately. I like that idea. Here's my suggestion, and I would like to get your input. We write the first section. So it is going to be probably more 15 pages on how to how ontologists of the future should be educated, and we write the first part mainly about the requirements. What we see as the requirements, and what we see as in the result of the surveys, as what the future holds for ontologists, and how the next part. Is
it's Fabian. Fabian, while I'm capturing this, is this your thoughts or you and Barry?
No, that's just me.
Okay,
Barry doesn't.
Yeah.
But I haven't. I didn't even think that I'm going to be a lead editor there. So
okay, all right.
Confused to me, Barry just informed me. I know Barry will probably support that. So we put in the requirements. We're saying what we see as the requirements, and requirements on the wide sense of the word, basically what is the future development and how do we need to prepare people who want to work in the field for that. And then we basically go with the results of Leo and Michael and maybe with the adjustments that Barry and I suggested last week, talking a little bit about skills. Come up with a set of skills and knowledge that an ontologist needs to know. And now, while I'm saying that, I realize that I skipped something in the middle. In the middle, there needs to be something which describes from the requirements, maybe extracts the description of the career paths ontologists need to, I mean, ontologies can have, and there we can address the fact, which was clear from the discussion last week, that, okay, ontologists, not all ontologists are equal in the sense of what they are doing. There are people who are really more or less computer scientists who happen to know ontologies, and then there are people who are more on the main side. And we, I would hope that we, the consensus is we need to, our training needs to meet the needs of both groups. And that probably, I would suggest, and I'm not sure whether it's consensus, I would suggest that a good ontologist is not just an ontologist, but either an ontologist and a software engineer or an ontologist and has a master's in whatever domain he's talking about. So, in this sense, ontology is not something you study alone. Does that make sense in the outline?
That sounds pretty reasonable.
Yeah, the total makes sense. The ordering, I mean, I guess, depends on how,
It was not ordered. I was talking and expressing my thoughts while I was talking, and the ordering was not perfect.
Oh, so you touch upon important points. So that's a good first iteration. So, like, iteration zero. So get together with Professor Smith, and then, you know, toss around for a couple of iterations, and then we'll see the result of that.
Well, I just wanted to give you an outline of what the main argument of the thing is. Then each of the track leaders would basically write something, in some combinations. Not necessarily that everybody gets their own piece, but rather in a way that it fits the overall narrative. People would then, you know, write a section on the requirements that we found out, write a section what the, you know, what the, for example, the results of the Delphi are, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And we would then just collect these pieces and try to use the fragments in order to make a bigger piece and edit it.
Sounds good.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. I will talk to Barry and suggest that to him.
The sooner you can send out your task orders, the better. Then
okay.
People have more time. So comes back to my original question: shall we use the March 5th session mainly to culminate the communique, or do we use the bulk or a good part of the March 5th to do the synthesis on the surveys? Because I mean that the synthesis of the survey actually should go before the write ups, because the write ups would be the conclusions.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Peter, I just want a silly clarification, because you keep referring to March the 5th. Are you trying to refer to March the 15th?
No, March 5th. Panel 1, panel 2, panel 3, panel 4. There's a panel 5 session already slated for March 5th. It's a Thursday 2-hour virtual session. Which is called Draft Deliverables Review and Alignment. I mean, it's just a label that helps us block out the time.
March 5th is a Friday. That's what
Friday? March 4th. I'm sorry, March 4th.
Okay. So that's the ontolog draft deliverables review, right?
Right, right.
I would suggest that. I don't think, given my previous experience, I don't think we will have enough fragments of the committee of the communique to discuss anything yet. So there's that danger. And the other thing is that we also I don't think that discussing a communique while it's still in writing, while the draft version is still in writing, is going to be very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather have every of the co-editors prepare their segments and then send it to us, and then we can create the draft very nice that is, and then send it out in time for the face-to-face meeting, so that people can study and comment on it, and send questions, and we can then have the real discussion on it face to face. I would rather, I would suggest to have a session on the
survey results.
On the survey results, and announcing that in that there's a discussion will hopefully add to more surveys and not even more people attending filling out the survey.
Yeah, but I mean the survey is closing in a week, so. So, if
but are
anything,
you going to extend it for a week?
No, already this is the extended week.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, this is the extended week, and it's closing in 6 days. Originally, we said we will close on the 15th. We would have closed yesterday. So today is sort of closing plus one.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, how about this? And we will say we will use 3/4 of March, the March 4th session for survey results presentation and synthesis, and then maybe one quarter of it to coordinate a little bit about this communique write-up. Does this sound good?
I mean, it seems to me just weird to have a communique write-up session, which is going to be an organizing of, you know, getting our act together, and with our, I mean, mainly the session leaders,
mm-hmm.
To do that in public. I mean, it's we should discuss getting this together, we should have at least a session on where we resolve differences within the co-editors before we do something in public.
Okay, then
maybe I'm too secretive or whatever the word for that is. But I think if we do something, if we try to do to come up with a joint work, and that's what we're doing, it's going to be much easier to resolve problems in a smaller group than in a bigger group.
Yeah, but then we want the entire community to buy in as well, because in the end, it's the work of the entire community and not the work of the co-editors. The co-editors are supposed to be just writers that help to express the community's opinion on the matter.
I completely understand that. That's why we have to face to face when we discuss it there. But writing a draft, I mean, somebody needs to write a draft, and writing a draft is not a task of 30 people.
Right.
Writing
agreed.
A draft is a task of a small set of people, and then you present that set and that the results and discuss it and adjust it. But I think having a public writing session on the draft is not going to be helpful. And only very confusing, especially if it's not even face to face, but over the telephone.
Okay, Brandon. Was it Elizabeth who was trying to say something?
Yes, I agree with Fabian.
Okay, so.
Something, right?
Sorry.
It was Fabian talking, right?
Yes.
Okay, yes, I agree. We should circulate the draft first between the two organizers of the organizing committee, and then present the draft to the public so they can eventually come to complete it. I mean, if they have new ideas, they are welcome. But we have to have a draft circulated among us.
Right. I mean, this is Leo. I agree. Our past experience, we've had mixed results, right? So we wanted to have, in the past, a kind of a draft version of a communique, which represented summaries of the individual, working groups. And that was to be the draft communique. Unfortunately, there was not as much participation as we expected, so we had to craft our in the past, when at least when I was a co-editor, craft a draft communique, but it meant also that we had to hash it out kind of arduously in the ontology summit, which is not really the best forum to do that kind of work.
Right. So we have one more session. That is the March 11th session, a few days before the face-to-face. Shall we set a deadline that a draft communique must be published, must be released by that date?
I would say that before the March 4th session.
No, we can't. I don't think we'll be ready.
I don't think so.
I don't think we'll be ready before the March 4th. I mean, if we are ready by the March 4th, we would already use March 4th to discuss it. I mean, the point is we would not be ready by March 4th. That's why I said March 4th, we will review the survey findings and other things, and then by March 11th, we definitely release a draft version of the communique, because that's only 4 days, and the community, since we are not allowing a lot of discussion at the face-to-face, we have at least have to let people respond to it for a few days.
Yeah.
Period. Otherwise, I mean, the community just won't buy in.
Yes. So I'm fine with March 11. I mean, I hope we are going to be able to do it earlier.
Okay. Yes.
Of course, that also depends on the response of all the people who are co-editors supplying material, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know whether we need a session, though. Do we want to...
No, we have already allocated that slot, but that session mainly will be like answering logistics questions, well, which hotel to go in, whether people would want to join, meet each other for dinner the first day or something like that. So we'll just devote a little bit of time on that March 11th session on the communique. But the fact that we have a deadline, before that session, we should have a draft out. And of course, if the draft is out, someone will bring it up for discussion anyway.
Okay, I think that's about it.
Okay.
Well, then I think we can close the session, and I hope to talk to all of you on next Tuesday.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Well, have a good day.
Bye-bye.